This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks. Todd Kunin and Cal Hunter, our illustrious producer. It is the 13th of May, 2023. You know, we've got a great Hour 2 show coming up, but my staff hands me stuff and puts stuff in my Radio Law Talk binder, and I saw this, and I forgot about it, but, you know, I'm going to throw out, you know, they show, okay, here's a new affiliate you need to talk about. And this is kind of an old binder. I have multiple binders because sometimes I'll forget to hand it to them, so they fill my binders. So in Tennessee, WDXE, 1370 AM, 95.3 FM, and 105.3 FM. Welcome. And it says, say hi to Roger Wright. There you go, Roger Wright.
You don't want to be wrong and mispronounce his name.
Yeah, I don't know. It just said, I'm just looking at him, and I appreciate, we appreciate WDXE in Tennessee putting us on the air. We're going to talk about Marilyn Manson lawsuit. He is bringing a lawsuit for defamation, and it is very interesting what the defamation lawsuit's about, which there were people that said stuff that were not necessarily true, but we'll go over the quick overview, again, general law of defamation, because remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Don't listen to us. We're just trying to entertain you a little bit, and we're just talking about general topics of law. We're going to talk about Jay-Z and whether or not he has a son. It's very interesting, the supposed son of his longtime girlfriend that was prior to when he became famous, is trying to claim that he is his father. And so he is trying to get the court to order a paternity test of Jay-Z, and they've been fighting it for years. Todd's laughing for some reason.
I'm just wondering if Darth Vader ever did that. No way. Leia, I am not your father.
I have good news and bad news.
Driveway feud turns into $203 million.
Yikes.
$203.
That's a big driveway for it.
Yeah, that's you know, that the feud just gets worse and worse, and next thing you know, you're paying $203 million to your neighbor. And it's kind of expensive to cut down your neighbor's tree. We're going to talk about cutting neighbor's trees down. And a nanny that goes a little bit rogue, quote, according to the defendants, and is suing former employers. Now, the nanny thing, I've never had a nanny. Have you ever had a nanny, Denise?
My great-grandmother we called nanny.
But you know, like hired-type nanny. No. Now, Todd, I know you're a nanny. You've been a nanny your whole life. But,
yes.
But
I've had two kids who have worked as nannies in New York City. And you know,
okay, so like that's interesting, though. Yeah. I've never experienced or don't understand the nanny thing. And a lot of people I know, they have full-time nannies that just help take care of the family and the kids. But you know, I just wonder. And again, those of you who are, if you want to call in 855 Law Radio, 855-529-7234. Look, if you've ever been a nanny, I don't know what it's like to see all the drama and you see everything that happens in that family. And as a father, grandfather, and the spouse, I don't know that I want someone watching my everyday life, what's happening in my life, and but I get it. Some people really need nannies, but I've never had to deal with that, so I don't know.
No,
what
but
like.
You would have a really ironclad NDA if you had a nanny.
Obviously, in this one we're going to talk about, didn't work. So, and NDAs, you know as well as I do, Denise, a lot of them aren't being upheld in court. And
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, some are void is against public
policy. That's exactly right. And so, everyone's like, oh, I got an NDA, no big deal. Didn't work for Trump. Didn't work for a bunch of other people. Didn't work for these people. Didn't work. Yeah, and you can't, you cannot necessarily sit on an NDA and sleep at night, right? Because, like you said, Denise nailed it. There's a lot of states, depending on the state, that says it's against public policy, and the courts don't really like them. They just don't like them.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about that when we come back. So, because that way Cal, the NDA I had Cal sign about, you know, everything he knows about me, I'm worried about a little bit.
Well, you should see the file I'm keeping.
Yeah.
You know, Cal's a big First Amendment rights person, right? If you have an NDA and you have the right for freedom of speech, those are conflicting.
Yeah. So sorry, Fred.
Did you get rid of the pictures, Cal?
Yeah. Yes.
It's not one of them.
All right. Well, as we know, this is what people are here for, case or no case, Cal. So let's just get it started a little bit.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give it a
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Andrea Willingham was in love. She probably still is with Rudolph Parkland. The Gallup, New Mexico woman went to Bed Bath & Beyond to register and buy all of her wedding stuff, and that included her wedding dress. Her husband-to-be did not care where she bought the stuff as long as the wedding was moving forward and he knew where to be, how much it was going to cost him, and what he needed to wear. That's all he cared about. But like then, this was the bridal dress that she got at BB&B, or Triple B, as she called it. It didn't fit perfectly, so the Gallup, New Mexico Triple B had a relationship with a company called Jill's So What, S-E-W-W-H-A-T. Jill's So What, very clever name, in Gallup. So she went there with the wedding dress, got all measured up, and came to pick up the dream gown. And Jill said, oh, so what, said, well, I wish I could help you. And she said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, Bed Bath & Beyond just declared bankruptcy, and they have not paid their bill to me. And therefore, the dress that is their property is now my property, and I'm holding it hostage pending the resolution of the case. So, of course, Andrea Willingham was beside herself, and she said, well, this just doesn't seem right to me. So she went to her family attorney and wondered, Todd Kunin, if she had a case or no case against Jill's So What and or Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, brother.
I know, it's a tangled web, isn't it?
Yeah, and that is kind of weird. And I just want to clarify, when you referred to Triple B...
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay, that was not having anything to do with the size or the dress.
No, that was an X. Okay, go ahead. Good,
yeah. You were hearing D all the way.
I was
going to leave all that out.
Yeah, you hear what you want to hear. And, and did she buy the dress from Bed Bath? Did she pay for it?
This was part of her wedding package.
Okay.
So she got all the stuff, the fixings, the tabletop, you know, all this stuff. And the dress was part of the deal that she made. And paid for everything with Triple B, and they said, okay, we'll get it altered at Jill's So What? And she did, and Jill said, well, they haven't paid me.
Okay.
So there's that.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that this is not a case, but it is a scenario because it came up, and Jill essentially was like, well, I got to get married. What was the bill for the alterations? I will pay you because it's a little late now to get a different dress. And I'm pretty certain that the alterations company would say, yeah, if you want to go ahead and pay for this, you can have the dress. As long as Jill could prove that the property was indeed hers. She had paid for it. So she has a bill of sale for the dress. Said, you were just doing alterations to the dress that Bed Bath & Beyond was supposed to pay for. I will pay for the alterations, but here's my proof of ownership of that dress. She gets it, and it's one of those, look how the bankruptcy of Bed Bath & Beyond is affecting people, and this person had to do this, but it has never materialized into a lawsuit yet. I mean, they just declared bankruptcy in the last 3 or 4 weeks, so no lawsuit yet. True scenario, though.
We're going to be back, and Denise and I are going to talk about it. And Denise, I've got some interesting stuff about Bed Bath & Beyond I'm going to talk about outside this issue. We'll be back.
All right, stay tuned. The answer to Case or No Case and more Radio Law Talk are all coming right up right here. Wherever you're listening to us, we thank you and invite you to stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the changing weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800-710-3739.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, that's dumb.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
That's the perfect note there. I always have to say that. Thanks, Cal. Todd, you said in this, the very quick scenario was this is a case where they got their wedding stuff from Bed Bath & Beyond. They had things set up, their linens and everything. They went bankrupt and...
I said this is a scenario, not a case, and that I think she got her dress back. She just went ahead and paid the alterations on her own.
Denise, what do you think about this? So you're saying she paid for the alterations twice is what, in effect, you're saying, right?
Yeah.
She paid Triple B. They said, sorry. Then, okay, got it. All right. Denise?
Well, Triple B is not in the business of providing wedding stuff. They don't provide wedding gowns, none of that. They may provide the linens, but it's not a package deal. So when Cod said...
When who?
Cod.
Did I say Cod?
Cod, yes. That's something started. Something's fishy about that.
Exactly. When Todd said that it was not a case, I looked at Cal's face, and he gave it away. Gave it away completely. He didn't realize I was going to look at him and see his face
tell,
at that
huh?
moment. Hmm. So I am saying this. It is no case. Cal, that's how come I said Cod. Cal.
Who's not from Cape Cod.
Yes, Tal.
Cal was just trying to, he read about the bankruptcy, and he was trying to keep up with the theme about weddings and divorces and all of that, and so it's totally made up. It's not even a scenario.
What if it's the Bed Bath & Beyond Sound of Music package, where you buy the drapes and then take it and they make a wedding dress out of it?
Yes, or the Gone with the Wind package, same scenario, with the curtain rod across the shoulders. I mean, think of that.
That famous Carol Burnett, the curtain rod across the shoulders,
hilarious.
That one, that's a hilarious.
That's the funniest
hit.
One.
Right, yeah. A few statistics. Yes, they have filed for bankruptcy. Don't forget, if you file for bankruptcy, does not mean that they're not going to come out of it and they will survive. By the way, they have 360 stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. They also own, don't forget, Bye Bye Baby, Bed Bath & Beyond owns. There's 120 of those stores.
And they're saying bye-bye to those, too, I think.
Yeah, they are. But everything I've read and understood is they're trying to find a buyer of Bed Bath & Beyond
right.
to come in and purchase it. But, I think that's scary nowadays. And, again, not to get off sidetrack, but as a guy that goes to the store and believes in going to stores and looking and touching things, I'm one of those guys, I do not order. I hate ordering something and looking at it and stuff. And I like to go to the store and try it on or look at it and touch it and buy it. And I've changed. I'm telling you, I have now become, at age 60, I have now become an Amazon person. I just ordered a bunch of soups on Amazon because I didn't want to run over to Walmart and go find them, go up the aisle, look for them, and it was delivered the next day. It was really easy. So I think the Bed Bath & Beyond and the retail establishments are going to struggle because of that, right? Don't we all order from Amazon?
Well,
I'm waiting for an Amazon competitor, too, by the way.
Yeah, as a guy who's in the business of having local retailers support us to make a living, I'm in big favor of the local retailers.
Oh, so
but you're right. I always look first locally. If I can't find it, then I'll go to Amazon or even the
W. I'm with you. The small local Mon Paws, I'm all for that. So, Cal, I'm going to try to help you out. I'm gonna go with what my compadres are. I'm gonna say ditto to the two of them, and that way you might be able to win if this is a case. So I'm saying it's not a case. It's a scenario. And Cal, you just you're reading all about the bankruptcy of Bed Bath & Beyond. So,
and by the way, Denise, they are in the business of wedding dresses and wedding material. They did this in Gallup, New Mexico, with Andrea Willingham and her intended Rudolph Parkland. Mr. Parkland came up with the money when he heard the scenario. He went running down to Jill So What and said, here's the cash. And Jill said, it's still their dress, you know. And he said, well, can we work this out? And she said, okay, if you promise to show me that you filed a suit to recover from Bed Bath & Beyond for the money you've already paid them, that way we have a clean transaction. That was her thinking. So, yes, it is a case.
Oh my gosh, Cal!
Cal, you get some points.
Wow, Cal, you nailed it.
And I got schooled.
I've been schooled twice now. I'm 0-0. No, you know, I don't care what you say, Denise. Every time you're here, I lose. When you leave, I always win all three.
And you want to hear what's funny? You and I are tied right now.
I know. It's like she jinxes me. I think she jinxes me because when Todd and I are here, it's like I always get the points. And when Denise is here, I even follow Denise and I lose.
In December of 22, the stock price for Bed Bath & Beyond was at $3.60 a share. Right now, they're in bankruptcy, but it's around 10 cents a share right now.
Oh, my God.
And I think that this would be a perfect opportunity
to buy it
for Jay-Z to sweep in. to swoop in, buy it, and call it Bed Bath & Beyoncé.
Nice.
Oh, and, Bed Bath & Beyoncé.
Okay, good.
And baby boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good one.
Bed Bath & Beyoncé.
Wow, that's awesome. A good one.
That would be cool. Could he sell like those? He doesn't do the earbuds and all that. That's a different guy, right?
I'm sure. I'm sure that Dr. Dre would.
Yeah, he'd probably
say, yeah, go ahead. We'll let you sell Beats.
Yeah, how many
for
more
a small
million?
Fee?
Well, it's interesting to me how bankruptcy is like the pond in the stone. There are ripples that go out and out and out and affect people. And it's a sad scenario, but it's what happens when retail starts to struggle.
It's very interesting what's going on. And again, we're a law talk show, but it's very interesting what's going on in retail right now. I just wonder how, like Macy's.
It's also commercial when you think about it, because people don't need big, huge leases anymore. They don't need, you know, big offices. And, I mean, it's all over the place.
Oh, I know. I know a company that's I think they've got about 20,000, 25,000 square feet right now.
Wow.
And when they're done with it, they said they're going to go down to about 2,500. And their, you know, management's going to be in that, and a few people, and they're all working. It's just interesting how things move so quick. And if you're a smart investor and person, boy, do you adjust your sales quick. And this is coming. And this, I'm telling you, things are faster nowadays than it was in the early days.
Yep.
And things change, but slower.
The next big change, Fred. AI is going to change everything.
Wow. Well, Cal, you and I can just stick to the old.
We'll be long gone by then. Thank you.
All right, we'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny, Todd Kunin, and Denise Dirks, and of course you. And we'll be right back. Don't go away as the show continues.
This is Radio Law Talk. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Okay. Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car. Wow.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here.
USA News Update. There is significant risk the U.S. could default on its debt within the first 2 weeks of June if the debt ceiling isn't raised. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. But the agency said the exact date the U.S. runs out of cash is still uncertain. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says claims that border authorities are allowing or encouraging a mass release of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border are just false.
Migrants who do not have a lawful basis to remain will be quickly removed, just like 1.4 million migrants
immigrants who were expelled last year alone. So that's the truth.
She said the Biden administration is using every tool it has to deal with the surge of migrants in a humane and orderly way. A tornado that hit near Brownsville, Texas early this morning left a wide path of destruction and at least one person dead. Authorities say many others were injured from that storm that hit around 4 a.m. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. How did that happen?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
We're back. Let's see. Look, Marilyn Manson. I'm not a big fan, and in fact, I couldn't even tell you, you know, what his songs are, but he's a musician. Apparently, Antichrist Superstar is one of his biggest hits, and Smells Like Children is a big hit. Mechanical Animals, I don't know. I'm showing Marilyn Manson's biggest hits. Lest we forget, if you haven't seen Marilyn Manson, he's definitely a character that is... I'm not going to say like Kiss, but he does paint himself up and do that stuff. Kiss is a little more tame, I'm going to say, than Marilyn Manson. But he was a really, about in the 80s and 90s, kind of hit big as a big singer, but kind of a crazy guy, right? I mean, kind of the crazy look, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's even acted in something. I was watching the show Sons of Anarchy. And he had a recurring character in that where he played this freaky dude in prison. One song you probably have heard a lot that you wouldn't remember, but you know the Eurythmics song Sweet Dreams are made of this?
Yes,
Sweet
Dreams
are made. So Marilyn Manson redid that song very dark.
Right.
And you'll hear that in a lot of movies when it's like they're on their way to have the fight or, you know, that's the soul-searching area when somebody's going through their night of doom. That song gets played all the time, a very dark version.
What is it, Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Manson redid Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams.
Okay, go ahead. What is it, Cal? Listen to it. This is Sweet Dreams?
Yeah.
All right.
And you'll hear this.
So a lot of his stuff is dark. It's like dark.
Very, very dark.
Yeah.
Kind of like Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
The video's even darker than the music, if that's possible.
Yeah. So I get it. So anyway, that's kind of who he is. But so don't forget, he brings a defamation case. Let me tell you what. To prove defamation, especially if it's a celebrity, to prove that someone defamed you and you're a celebrity, as a celebrity, you've got to show or offer proof that the defendants, the people you're suing, acted with, quote, actual malice. You know, that means that it was a complete reckless disregard for the truth, right? And not just, oh, okay, it wasn't true. Say it wasn't true, but if they didn't know it wasn't true and weren't very smart in doing fact-checking, that's not reckless disregard, generally speaking. So that's the standard that Marilyn Manson has to overcome in this case against an individual, an actress, right? This actress and, quote, her friend were defaming him. Go ahead, you were going to say
something. Well, I was going to say, and in the state of California, in addition to those, a plaintiff also has to deal with the anti-slap statute, which is the strategic lawsuit against public participation, which also has a couple of prongs in it, which is, and what a defendant in that case would say is, yeah, I said something, but speech is protected.
Right.
And so now, in addition to those, to get past the anti-slap statutes, once the defendant is able to show that I was engaged in protected speech, then the burden shifts to Manson, the plaintiff, to show that he was likely to prevail on the merits of the case. It's very difficult
right.
to
yeah.
bring in
right.
the state of California.
And the anti-slap suit does act as a defense.
Yes.
So, and it can actually make the judge have to rule on a dismissal request early.
Right.
Early on
exactly
in the suit.
Right. So what happens here is the allegations, and they're allegations, even to some degree, kind of proven that they weren't, some of them weren't true, or were pretty exaggerated, was about Marilyn Manson. They started saying that Miss Wood and Miss Gore brought up that some sexual assault allegations against
yes.
him. And the fact that he filmed an assault of a minor in 1996 short film, they brought up. And they started doing all this, and so he brings a lawsuit in 2021 prior to an HBO documentary called Phoenix Rising that was coming out that kind of showed a little bit about him and
some of the ugly parts.
Yeah, which all his stuff was dark, right? Dark. And so he sues them for defamation. Did I miss anything about on that issues of defamation before we say what the judges said?
No, you didn't. No, that was exactly mm-hmm. that's what got this started.
Yeah, and so the court has held that doesn't obviously very difficult for him to bring this case, and the court threw out his case and said, look, it doesn't rise to that high standard.
And specifically what the court did was it was under the anti-slap statute.
Right.
It was because the defense raised that, hey, this was protected speech. And Manson, his attorneys would have been unable, or were apparently in the eyes of the judge, unable to show a likelihood that they would prevail on the merits, given the high standard that you
right.
had to meet
right.
with malice. And so the court, when it dismissed the case, dismissed it under the anti-slap statute.
Right, and the court's not even saying that they probably agreed it is a false statement, but
yep.
there's no proof that shows that she knew it was false. Now, she might have been reckless and was, you know, stupid about it, but some of the things that came out against him were not true. But he, basically, there's no proof that she intentionally wanted or defamed him or knew that the statement was false, even though it sounds like it was, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. You know, here we go. That's been thrown out. Now I'm wondering. It says there's still a claim for hacking and wrongful impersonation going on. So I'm not quite sure about that because this Wood and Gore impersonated a federal agent at one time and trying to get some accusers to come forward. Now here's the interesting thing I want to bring up. The most interesting thing is the court did not allow a bomb, like bombshell sworn declaration of former plaintiff Ashley Smithline that detailed how women were being, you know, presented by him, by these people, but basically someone against the defendants, and then they had some actual sworn testimony that they knew or they kind of had some knowledge, and the court didn't allow that to come in. So that's what they're going to probably argue on appeal. So there we go. There's Marilyn Manson. At least I hit it. Hey, we might not be exact on all of it, but what do we say? We're just here to enjoy and talk and have a good time. But now let's talk about Jay-Z. Who is Jay-Z, by the way? There's still, don't forget, we have people over 60 listening to our show. Who is Jay-Z?
Mr. Beyonce.
Yeah, Mr. Beyonce.
Mr. Knowles. Beyonce.
And everyone's like, who's Beyonce, right? Don't forget.
Actually, wasn't rap. He was, what's the other genre? Hip-hop?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
dance,
he was
a hip-hop guy. Yeah.
Star, and really in his own right, he came from the streets, the life of the streets. He was a former drug pusher, and he, changed his life completely and rose up and really is probably one of the most influential musicians out there.
I didn't know this. 24 Grammys. Not like one. Not like, I thought, okay, you mean 24 times that he was put up for a Grammy, right?
Not nominations.
Not nominations.
Actual statues. Right?
Actual, he's got 24 of those. I've never heard of that. But anyway, this individual, apparently he had a girlfriend before he became famous. And this girlfriend, he were really tight and close for years and years and years. And then when he became famous, he kind of moved on in life. And this Ryan Smatherwaite, or Remier Smatherwaite, is age 30, trying to claim that Jay-Z is his father. Well, Jay-Z, they argue that, well, wait a minute, when you were born, I was already moved on from your mother. We had broken up 2-3 years before that, and there's no way that could be the case. Now, by the way, Reimer just says, look, I just want a relationship. I don't want any money in this. I just want to prove that he's my dad, and I want a relationship with him. Well, guess what this guy does for a living and is trying out? Anybody take a wild guess? Music. He's a rapper. He's trying to, I want to say my dad's Jay-Z. Look, and I think his rapping career might go up a little bit, right? If his dad is actually Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
So what's happening here is, he's forcing Jay-Z to give a DNA test.
I'm not sure that it's got that far yet. I thought it was he was filing to get the test. I don't know if there's
maybe
a
you're right. Maybe you're
yet.
Right. I thought the decision was okay. He's
I
filed
was trying
it.
To
you're
figure.
Right.
I was trying to figure out what was the complaint.
Yes.
What did he have to allege to try to get this DNA testing? I mean, he has father listed on the birth certificate as a whole different guy.
Right.
So I don't know. We will talk about.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know if it's actually the court held yet, but I know the suit has been filed. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny, Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and much more legal stuff. That's right, legal stuff. We'll be talking about after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those...
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No fun.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So I'm not big into fashion, but Peter Nygaard is apparently, he's a big fashion mogul. And I don't know much about him. And then there's a hedge fund billionaire that lives near him. And this billionaire shared a driveway with Peter Nygaard. And now this driveway, apparently, this billionaire, I'm trying to think of his name. The hedge fund billionaire. Anyway, this hedge fund billionaire, they were in the Bahamas. This is not in New York, but in the Bahamas, because this went to a New York court. They shared a driveway. But the driveway was actually the billionaire's driveway, and Peter Nygaard had a right to go across it. They had an easement, right? Mm-hmm. So apparently what was going on, how it all kind of started, is Nygaard would throw these big wild parties, loud parties, and it upset the billionaire hedge fund guy.
Yeah, his name is Bacon.
Bacon, that's right, yeah. Bacon. And he was just getting upset about it. And so that's how it all started, the fight back and forth between the two of them about the parties and about, well, then, you know, you're not going to come across my driveway, blah, blah, blah. And it's apparently it's a really nice, high-end gated community. But guess what? I'm kind of shocked if it's a gated community. I'll guarantee you there's a lot of rules and regulations what you can and can't do when it comes to those big parties. But apparently, according to Bacon, these parties were just out of control. So, I mean, look, if that was happening next door to me, I would, you know, I get it. And I see why these should be upset. So what happens is Bacon complains to them, you know, they go on back and forth, and gradually it escalated. I mean, and vicious attacks by the night guard started, you know, attacking him and in the news. And he actually went out and spent millions of dollars for, as Bacon claims, a smear campaign against him.
Including that he was involved in the Ku Klux Klan. I mean,
well, yeah, that's, I mean, not just
that's
that.
It absolute was, defamation.
It, well, yeah. Number one, insider trading. They said, he said he got people out there, and don't forget, he hired journalists to peddle these conspiracies. And that's what he did. These guys, apparently, the general note is he spent $15 million on the smear campaign. This Nygaard did. I mean, just over this driveway. You know, he argued and said that supposedly Bacon was an insider trading. He's linked to the death of a house manager. He's responsible for the fire at Nygaard's property. Like Denise said, he's part of the Ku Klux Klan. All that stuff was going on. And this is not just once or twice. This is years and years going on. Apparently, they said that Bacon spent millions of dollars himself trying to defend himself from all these things. So this is what's kind of weird, what's interesting. So this this judge, former U.S. district judge, looked at it. Apparently it was like a mediation, or it was maybe a binding arbitration. I didn't say what it was, but he found overwhelming and, quote, truly stunning nature of evidence brought forward against Nygaard. And so, he said it's an assault on his character, on Bacon's character, the combination of all, you know, depicted him of this, things that are just outrageous. And they called him a referee. And so his ruling was that, yeah, he defamed him. So what's weird is now, Bacon said he spent more than $50 million in legal fees to bring this defamation case. But it was a settlement, apparently. So the court never held anything. It was a settlement. And it was a settlement for, what, $203 million that Nygaard paid Bacon?
That's a lot of money. I mean, think about it. If that's a settlement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of money to agree to pay. How egregious and how much was he looking at if the case had gone to a full-blown hearing and somebody had awarded, but if this was a settlement, good
yeah.
heavens.
It was a court-supervised settlement.
Yeah.
So the judge supervised the settlement, and it was agreed upon settlement, and the judge said, this is a big sum of money for defamation. However, the evidence is clear.
How much were the legal fees?
$50 million is what Bacon spent, and $15 million is what Nygaard spent in just, quote,
campaign.
The smear campaign that he did. But here's what's interesting. I didn't know this. Apparently, Nygaard was accused by the Department of Justice in 2020 of using his Bahamas property to carry out these, quote, pamper parties. Now I see why this Bacon guy was upset, which they're claiming targeted dozens of victims. This is what the Department of Justice is accusing him of. But the allegation supposedly is his business empire is just crushed. I'm looking up Nygaard, Bahamas home, right? And
$50 million in legal fees. Now that's a smiling lawyer at the end of the day, isn't it? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
My word!
If you pay my fee.
Yeah. Well, it's not just one case. I think these were several different defamation cases that have been consolidated. That's what it looks like. So
I remember this now. Yes, his Nygaard's. It's this like this man. It's this crazy mansion. It's got all these like little pools, and it's almost like a resort.
Yes, it is. It is huge. There was a big documentary on this, by the way.
Yeah, he was being charged with sexual trafficking.
Yeah,
And they called his parties pamper parties.
Well, you bring your elephants. I mean, what do you call the people with the, you bring them there, you pamper them, and guess what? They invest with you and give you a lot of money.
It's God, just, I was thinking like a diaper.
No. It's funny. The woman who couldn't get canine. No, wait a minute. Yeah.
Wow, but it's apparently ruined his business, Nygaard's business. It's really
totally, he's lost everything.
Wow, not everything, but he obviously didn't lose everything. He can't lose everything if he paid $200 million.
Well, he agreed to it.
Yeah.
Let's see if he pays it.
I mean, if at the end of your case you're asking your lawyer for a loan, you lost the loss. That's just, I'm just
all I got to say is, boy, if you...
Well, unless you're the Stormy Daniels lawyer.
I was just thinking that, yes.
Good point.
Add an hour.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Your fees are $50. I'll say, here's the bill. Yeah, what's the bill? $50 million.
Pay my fees.
Okay.
I think that
lawyer that made $50 million, or I'm sure it was more than one lawyer. I'm sure it was a team of lawyers.
Yes.
That's why it's $50 million.
Sure, but can you imagine a conversation? So we've got these charts. What's it going to cost me? Oh, about $50
million. No, I think the lawyer... Probably said, I'd estimate $1 million or so.
Give
and then it kept going on and on and
on. Give me $5,000 up front, and I'll bill you.
So the law firm that represents them buys their new private jet, big old monster jet, and they enjoy it.
Wow.
So. Well, anyway, that's what's going on. Hey, here's another interesting thing. Now, I don't understand or know these people, and I know they're famous. Who's Olivia Wilde? Who is she?
Oh, Olivia Wilde.
Tell us who she is.
Olivia Wilde, Jason Sudeikis is...
Yep, tell me Olivia first.
Former fiancé.
But who's Olivia?
She was... There's a movie called Cowboys and Aliens with Harrison Ford. She played the alien that was in that.
That was a weird movie.
Didn't look like an alien. She looked like Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
She's
a former girlfriend for the young singer Harry...
Harry Styles. And there's a movie. What was the movie that just came out? I Love You, You're Beautiful.
Yes.
It was the movie that Harry Styles was in.
She produced it.
She produced and directed it. And
I
that's
know
how
she is now.
Hooked up with her.
Yes. On Jason Sudeikis?
Jason Sudeikis was a Saturday Night Live alum for quite some time. And then he left, and he is in. There's a.
The soccer show.
Yes, what is the name of the show?
It's a name.
Yes.
It's a name. That's a good one.
Yeah, we have, Radio Law Talk.
Well, we're going to talk about their nanny. Very interesting things going on. Apparently they had a nanny. And do they have children together?
Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
Ted Lasso is the name of show that he's in.
All right, we'll be back. This is Todd's and genre. I'm out of it. So we'll be back and let Todd talk about this because I understand the lawsuit thing, but I don't understand everything else. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. The last hour of Radio Law Talk is coming up after we break away. It starts at 6 minutes after the hour on many great local radio stations, like maybe the one you're listening to us on right now. And if not there, it will be on RadioLawTalk.com. Click the Listen Live button, and it's all free. And we'll be right back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.